Welcome back to the Thought Media Podcast. I'm Ava, and in today's episode, we're diving into a topic that's been making headlines all year long. Will TikTok be banned? With all the uncertainty surrounding the platform's future, we're here to break down what's really going on and what this means for businesses, creators, and users alike.
Hey everyone, Max here. You're correct, Ava. TikTok has been under intense scrutiny, especially from governments like the United States, over concerns regarding data privacy and its ownership by ByteDance, a Chinese company. But as we're learning, the situation is far from simple. And today, we're going to unpack everything. Why TikTok is facing these issues, the implications of a possible ban, and the latest developments.
So let's start with the big news that just dropped today. U.S. President Donald Trump has just signed an executive order extending the deadline for TikTok's potential banning by another 90 days. Now pushing the deadline to September 17th, 2025.
That's a big development. So instead of a potential immediate ban, TikTok now has more time to work with regulators and resolve the security concerns that have been raised. This extension opens up the possibility for negotiations. TikTok could be forced to make changes to its operations, or possibly work out an agreement on data privacy and localization.
Right. And this raises the big question. Will TikTok be banned in the U.S.? Even though this 90-day extension gives TikTok more time to figure things out, we're still unsure about the long-term future of the platform in the United States. The U.S. government has already hinted at several potential regulatory actions, but will these changes be enough to avoid a full-scale ban?
That's the burning question. And this executive order is just the latest chapter in an ongoing legal saga that has already seen several proposed bans and restrictions. It's really important for TikTok to prove that they can comply with U.S. regulations, especially around how they handle American users' data. But the clock is ticking with that September 2025 deadline looming.
Now, let's shift gears a little and talk about the impact of a TikTok ban on creators and brands. So many content creators, influencers, and businesses have built their digital presence around TikTok. A ban would seriously disrupt their operations. Many businesses use TikTok to engage with younger audiences, drive traffic to websites, and create viral campaigns. So, what happens if TikTok is no longer an option?
Great point, Ava. If TikTok is banned, creators and businesses will need to shift to other platforms. Thankfully, alternatives like Instagram Reels, YouTube Shorts, and Snapchat are there. But the question is, will they be able to recreate the TikTok magic? The short-form video format has captured the hearts of millions, so replacing it won't be easy.
Exactly. And even beyond content creators, businesses need to be adaptable. If TikTok becomes less viable, companies will need to quickly pivot their marketing strategies to maintain their audience engagement. Whether it's shifting to other social platforms or embracing new digital marketing tactics, diversification is key.
That's right. But before we get ahead of ourselves, let's talk about why TikTok is facing this scrutiny in the first place. The U.S. government's primary concern is national security, specifically the fear that TikTok could share data on American users with the Chinese government. This stems from the Chinese government's influence over companies within its borders.
And let's not forget the broader picture. TikTok's massive influence on pop culture, politics, and consumer behavior has made it a key player in the social media landscape. If TikTok is banned, the global conversation around social media regulation will definitely intensify. Governments around the world will be looking at how data privacy is handled on these platforms and how they're governed.
Right. So with all this in mind, let's talk about the possible timeline for a TikTok ban. The current situation puts us on a path with an extension until September 17th, 2025. But there's still a lot of uncertainty. Will the platform meet the regulatory requirements and avoid a full ban? Or will we see further restrictions on the way TikTok operates in the U.S.?
That's the million-dollar question. For now, businesses, creators, and users need to stay informed and prepared for whatever happens. A TikTok ban may not be inevitable, but it's certainly a possibility. Staying flexible and diversifying your digital presence is more important than ever.
Absolutely, Ava. And regardless of whether TikTok is banned, social media marketing will continue to evolve despite a TikTok ban in the U.S., potentially impacting a massive amount of users, since TikTok currently has just over 1.5 billion monthly active users worldwide. Platforms like Instagram and YouTube are already seeing the influence of TikTok's format, so we'll be watching how this all plays out. It's a digital world, and staying ahead of these shifts is crucial.
Exactly. There are also some creators stating that the U.S. government's motive may relate to wanting to have more control over the narratives floating around social media. And TikTok generally has more younger generations freely speaking their opinions on a number of topics that generally might get them restricted or banned on other platforms like YouTube, Facebook, or Instagram.
That's a good point, Ava. Censorship has become more prevalent in recent years, and the U.S. government might not like how TikTok creators can so freely create commentary and content that goes viral.
Yep. This is all really interesting stuff. We'll certainly stay on top of coverage leading up to the potential TikTok ban date in September. Until then, thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Thought Media Podcast. If you enjoyed today's topic of will TikTok be banned, be sure to subscribe and stay updated on the latest tech trends, digital marketing insights, and more. And leave us a review on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, iHeartRadio, or any other of your favorite podcasting platforms. We truly appreciate your support.
Catch you next time for more thought-provoking discussions. And remember, always stay adaptable and stay informed, no matter what changes come our way in the technology, digital, or social media world.
Bye, everyone.